The Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library's newsletter for spring 2012, read by Charlotte Booker. Books constitute capital. A library book lasts as long as a house, for hundreds of years. Thomas Jefferson. News from the audiobook studio. This year we are converting a selection of the most popular books recorded in the library's audiobook studio to the new digital format because we know you prefer digital books to cassettes. We also want to make sure the titles are available for years and years to come. Since the project will not be complete for a number of months, we are highlighting some of the cassette books we've recorded that you might have missed. Note, these books are currently available in cassette, RC, format only. The Devils of Bakersfield by John Shannon, RC 5636. After relocating to a prejudice-stricken oil town, Jack Liffey and his daughter Maeve are swept up into a volatile evangelical uprising directed at teen girls accused of following Satanism. 2007. The Food Wars by Walden Bellow, RC 5638. Bellow examines the food crisis and the obscene imbalance in the most basic of human commodities. 2009. New York Burning, Liberty, Slavery, and Conspiracy in 18th Century Manhattan by Jill Lepore, RC 5476. Lepore's meticulous reconstruction casts new light on the well-known but still mysterious slave conspiracy of 1741 in New York City. 2005. China's Sun by Da Chen, RC 5493. The story of a young man growing up during China's Cultural Revolution. Against all odds, Da Chen pursues his dream for a college education. 2001. The Lady Upstairs, Dorothy Schiff and the New York Post by Marilyn Nissenson, RC 5633. The dynamic story of Dorothy Schiff, owner and publisher of the New York Post from 1939 to 1976, 2007. Will and Me, How Shakespeare Took Over My Life by Dominic Dromgoole, RC 5639. Dromgoole recounts the story of his life through Shakespeare and shows us what the bard can tell us about the world, 2006. Citizens Advisory Council. The council meetings are an opportunity for patrons to give their feedback on library service. All library patrons are welcome to attend. The next meeting will be on Saturday, April 14th at 11:30 a.m., followed by Thursday, June 7th at 6 p.m. Programs. Say Ah's Health Literacy Series. We're partnering with Say Ah, a nonprofit organization in our neighborhood, to bring you a series of three programs dedicated to help you gain the skills you need to manage your health in today's complex system. Mondays at 2:30 p.m. May 7th, Patient 101. Learn the basics of health literacy, how to prepare for a doctor's visit, and how to improve communication with your health care provider. May 14th, Be Your Own Health Advocate. Understand your own health history in order to better advocate for safe and effective care. May 21st, Finding Reliable Health Information. How to find reliable information online, on the news, and elsewhere. Plus, learn how and when to be a skeptic. Art Beyond Sight. Join us for three arts programs geared towards adults who are blind or have low vision this spring, offered in partnership with Art Beyond Sight. Tuesdays at 2:30 p.m. in the library's first floor community room. Registration required. April 10th. Painting workshop with Tova Langridge. Tova is a professional visual artist whose work has been shown in New York City, Philadelphia, Seattle, and Australia. Visit http://www.tovalangridge.com for more information. Limited to 8 participants. May 8th, Art Making with Rebecca Bersone. Rebecca holds a BFA from New York University and has exhibited in various galleries around New York. To view her work, visit http://www.tovalangridge.com. www.rebeccaberson.com. June 12th, Songwriting Workshop with Peter Davis. A singer, songwriter, and producer, Peter Davis is an original cast member of the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical City of Angels and top session singer. Visit his website at http://www.peterdavis.com. Focus Group on Access to the Arts in New York City. Tuesday, May 8th, 4:30 to 6 p.m. Art Beyond Sight has partnered with the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities to make New York City arts and cultural events accessible to people with disabilities. This project gives people with disabilities the opportunity to convey the changes they would like to see made to ensure access for all to NYC cultural venues, including museums, performing arts centers, zoos and aquariums, botanical gardens, and even sporting events. During this open discussion at the library, Art Beyond Sight staff will listen to how you get information on cultural activities, what activities you currently enjoy attending, what you think you would enjoy but can't attend because of accessibility issues, and how activities and venues could be made more accessible to you. There is no compensation for participation, and all participants will be asked to sign a release form allowing audio recording of the session. Interested volunteers should RSVP by email to coordinator@artbeyondsight.org or by calling 212-334-8720. Book Discussion Group. Our book discussion group meets every other month on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Register by phone 212-206-5400. Email ahlbph@nypl.org or in person. Schedule. April 21st, Small Island by Andrea Levy, DB/RC 61558. June 16th, Cutting for Stone by Abraham Verghese, DB 70131. NLS Digital Book Player and Bard Workshops. Take listening to digital books to the next level by learning how to use the advanced features of both the standard and advanced model players. The workshop includes a demonstration of downloading books from the Bard website and a discussion of commercial book players as well as the library-issued players. Registered patrons who do not yet have a player will be able to take one home after the workshop. The workshops will be held in the library's second-floor computer lab on Wednesdays at 2 p.m., April 18th, May 16th, and June 13th. Attendance is limited, so please register in advance by phone 212-206-5400, email ahlbph@nypl.org, or in person. Upcoming programs for kids and teens. We've added three new monthly programs thanks to the enthusiasm of our new children's librarian and the increasing popularity of our children's room. All programs are accessible to children with and without disabilities. Storytime for babies and toddlers. Wednesdays, April 4th, May 2nd, and June 6th at 10:30 a.m. Children and their parents, caregivers, can enjoy interactive and tactile stories, action songs, and finger plays while spending time with other babies and toddlers. Babies Rock. Wednesdays, April 18th, May 16th, and June 20th at 10 a.m. Share simple stories and some rockin' songs and rhymes with your baby while getting to know other caregivers. Program is 30 minutes long, followed by a short open playtime. For babies 6 to 18 months and their caregivers. Radical Read Aloud Hour. Thursdays, April 12th and May 10th at 4 p.m. for ages 3 to 8. Join our children's librarian as she shares some of her favorite picture books, songs, and games. Kids and Crafts. Thursdays, April 26th, May 24th, and June 14th at 4 p.m. Our children's librarian will help you create a special, fun something to take home or proudly display in the library. For ages 4 to 10, register in advance by phone, 212-206-5400, or in person. Summer Reading Kickoff Party, Thursday, June 28th at 3 p.m. Kids and teens are invited to celebrate the end of the school year, register for our summer reading club, check out our recommended reading list, and enjoy a musical performance. Call the library for more information as the date approaches. Long Island Low Vision Resource and Assistive Technology Fair. SCLS Outreach Services invites you to See for Yourself 2012, an assistive technology and resource fair for people who are blind or visually impaired, on Friday, May 11th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is free. The fair will be held at the Suffolk Cooperative Library System, 627 North Sunrise Service Road, Belport, New York, east of Route 101. Vendors and exhibitors will highlight and demonstrate the latest technologies and products for people living with vision loss. Speak with representatives from various vision rehabilitation organizations, advocacy groups, and service providers. For directions and information, please call 631-286-1600, ask for outreach services, or email lbph@suffolk.lib.ny.us. Questions of the season. We'd love to hear from you. And to help you provide us with feedback, we've included a tear-out sheet with just a few questions to help us see how we're doing and what you might want or need. We may ask the same question from time to time or over the course of several issues to help us gauge our improvements. You can send in your answers by mail, fax, phone, or email. Do you follow us on Facebook or Twitter? You can send in your answers there, too. Naturally, we hope we're giving you service that makes you happy, but we want honest feedback that can help us shape our focus and show us where resources are needed. So don't pull any punches. We'll share the results of each issue's questionnaire in the following issue. Results from News Lion survey about BARD usage from the winter 2012 issue. Thank you, those of you who took part in our last survey. 71 people responded. Question 1. Whether or not you've heard of BARD? Yes, 22. Yes, but I don't understand how it works, 20. No, 29. Question 2. Why you aren't using BARD? Need more computer skills, 36. No access to a computer with internet, 30. Prefer receiving books by mail, 31. Already using BARD, 8. Many people selected multiple answers for question 2. Thank you all for your feedback. Spring 2012 questionnaire. This survey is about programs that we offer at the library. Last year, over 1,600 patrons participated in events. This year, we'd like even more of you to join us. Please tell us what kinds of programs you would most like to attend. 1. If offered, what types of programs would you attend? Select all that apply. A. Health, disabilities. For example, information sessions, health literacy, resource fairs. B. Arts. For example, art making, lectures, exhibitions, musical performances. C. Technology. For example, training and demonstrations on computers, the internet, BARD, or digital talking machine features. D. Programs for children, teens. E. Other. Please write in. F. None. I am unable to attend events at the library. 2. What days and times are you available to attend programs? Select all that apply. A. Weekday mornings. B. Weekday afternoons. C. Tuesday and Thursday evenings, 5 to 7 p.m. D. Saturday mornings. E. Saturday afternoons. 3. Tell us more. To mail, tear out questionnaire, fold in half so the library's address is facing out, tape the bottom, and drop in a mailbox. You don't need to use a stamp. Your questions answered. Some of you wrote in with your own questions and comments after the questionnaire about Bard in our last issue. We'd like to respond. What's a USB flash drive? A USB flash drive is a portable data storage device, usually 1 to 3 inches long by about 1/2 inch wide, used to store and transfer files between computers. It connects to a computer via the small, rectangular USB port. This device is also sometimes referred to as a thumb drive. I can't use Bard. I'm blind and cannot see a computer screen. Not to worry. Many Bard users are blind and cannot see a computer screen. Thanks to assistive technologies such as screen reading and screen magnification software, blind people are able to operate computers and navigate the web. For more information, request The Illustrated Guide to Assistive Technology and Devices by Suzanne Robitaille, DB70279. Connecting to Learn, Educational and Assistive Technology for People with Disabilities by Marcia Shearer, DBRC57905. I'm a teacher for the visually impaired, and there is no category on Bard for children's books. That makes it hard to find books for my students. There are 2 Bard subject categories for younger readers: young adult, teenage, and very young readers, generally preschool to grade 3. To access a list of books in these categories, scroll down to Browse by Subject on the Bard main page and select from the drop-down menu. Alternately, perform a keyword search for the appropriate reading level, either 2 to 4, 3 to 6, 4 to 7, 5 to 8, or 6 to 9, and you'll get results that list that reading level in the annotation. How do I know if my computer has high-speed internet? A USB port. Generally, if you purchase internet service from a cable TV provider or have DSL internet service through your telephone company, you enjoy high-speed internet. High-speed internet is also often referred to as broadband internet. Accessing the internet via a dial-up connection is not high-speed. Most computers will have USB ports, usually located in the front or rear of your desktop or on the side of your laptop computer. The rectangular port is 5/8 inch wide and 1/4 inch tall. If you have a desktop, follow your keyboard wire and determine if the connector is rectangular or circular. A rectangular connector means you have USB ports on your computer. Tech Talk. The NLS Bard Technical Support Team recently issued the following detailed instructions on browsing Bard for magazines. Below the main or level 1 heading called Bard Main Page, located near the top of the screen, come 3 level 2 headings: Find Books, Find Magazines, and Additional Links. Under the Find Magazines heading, you will see 2 Level 3 subheadings, which provide different ways of browsing the Bard magazine collection. The first of these, Recently Added Magazine Issues, shows the latest issue for each magazine in the Bard collection, with magazines listed alphabetically. Please note that the leading articles A, An, and The are ignored. Thus, the musical mainstream, for example, is found under M, not T. Also keep in mind that recently added magazine issues, unlike recently added books, does not refer to additions made to the collection within the past 30 days or some other designated length of time. It really means the last issue of each magazine that was added to Bard. Thus, for example, the November 2009 issue of the Matilda Ziegler magazine for the blind will show up in recently added magazine issues, even though the magazine no longer publishes an audio version, because it is truly the most recently added issue. Magazines by title, the second way of browsing the Bard magazine collection, provides a combo box containing the titles of all the magazines available through Bard, arranged alphabetically with leading articles such as The, ignored. Choose the magazine which interests you by opening the combo box, press Alt and down arrow, and either arrowing to it or simply typing the initial letter of the title. Then tab to the Go button and hit Enter. You will be presented with a list of all available issues of your chosen magazine, with issues arranged in reverse chronological order. Caution! The algorithm for locating an entry by its initial letter does not ignore leading articles such as The. This means that, even though you will find the musical mainstream positioned between Money and The Nation when you arrow to it, you will not find it by typing the letter M. You have to type the letter T for The. Computer Support Clinic. Volunteer tutors are available to assist new computer users and experienced users seeking to brush up on skills. You'll be able to get help with email, blogging, downloading audiobooks, learning accessible computer games, using the web for research, configuring and using accessibility software, and more. The tutors read with Braille and print, use text-to-speech technology, and speak a variety of languages. The clinic takes place in the second-floor computer training room on Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m., except during holiday weekends and library closings. To ensure someone will be available to help with a specific question, please make an appointment by calling Chancy Fleet at 347-632-8383. Holiday closings. The library will be closed Saturday, May 28th through Monday, May 30th in observance of Memorial Day. You will still be able to leave a telephone message, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible after the holiday. Reminders. Please do not put notes in the book containers or write on the mailing cards. If you have any questions, wish to make changes to your service, or need to tell us of an address change, please contact the library by phone, 212-206-5400, email ahlbph@nypl.org, or in person. That way we'll be sure to get your message and be able to act on it promptly. This newsletter is available in large print, Braille, audio cassette, online on our website, and via email. Please contact the library if you'd like to make a change in how you receive it. Find us on Facebook, http://www.facebook.com/NYPL, and Twitter, http://twitter.com/NYPL. For timely updates and items of special interest, you can also follow us on Tumblr blog, Newslion Extra, http://nyplhighschool.tumblr.com. Read our blog, http://www.nypl.org/blog/library/8. Planning a move? Let us know as much in advance as possible. If you're moving out of New York City, you may still continue your library service. Contact us, and we'll arrange to transfer your service to the closest regional library to your new home. In order to keep the talking book players and keep your service active, you must borrow at least one talking book or magazine per year. Downloading a book from Bard counts. When returning books, be sure to turn over the mailing card in the slot on the container so the library's address is facing out. The way to tell which side is which? When the small hole in the card is on the upper right, your address is facing forward. When the hole is on the upper left, the library's address is facing forward. Our current hours of telephone service are Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our current hours of on-site service are Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This publication is supported by special New York State aid and by the New York Public Library, the branch libraries. This newsletter was recorded in the studios of the Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library, April 2012.